Let us pray. Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Are any of you Jeopardy fans? A few people. Yep. It's a fun show, isn't it? When I was in the hospital, and I was in for a whole month, it was a nightly occurrence. Many people would make their way to the little TV room. And why was that? Because we wanted to see 22-year-old Mattia, whether she would keep her winning streak going. And the reason we were so interested, like she was only 22, but the real reason was she was Canadian. So we had to go and stir up our little Canadian girl. And every night, except when we thought the Leafs might get into the playoffs, then we had to watch the Maple Leafs because Toronto, we had to support them. But it was really to support Mattia because she was a Canadian. And finally, she ended up losing by $1. And so the next night, nobody showed up. So we were really there because it's fun. It's a fun show. But also because she was a Canadian. She was one of us. Today, we've got a lot of things to celebrate. We're celebrating Father's Day. It's also Pride Month. So we're celebrating our LGBTQ brothers and sisters. It's also on Tuesday, our National Indigenous Day of Remembrance and Prayer. And it's also, and this is a fairly recent celebration that our American counterparts are celebrating, called Juneteenth. June 19th, that's today. The Independence Proclamation of freeing black slaves in the States was signed. So that's now something that we're celebrating as well. And it's natural to want to celebrate things. It's fun to celebrate. And I think especially this month, as we're celebrating our gay and lesbian friends, we're celebrating people who were oppressed in the States and in Canada too, our black brothers and sisters, and also our Indigenous people. And I think when people have been oppressed and that they're told that their culture, their way of life, is inferior to somebody else's, when you get to celebrate, it's even more important. And so we can all celebrate together this month, and especially this Sunday. That's why I really love the fact that we are reading this passage in Galatians on this particular Sunday, because it is a mind-blowing passage, and it is also a very surprising passage. This is what Jillian read to us earlier. So listen to this. Now, before faith came, this is Paul talking, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to the disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. Paul was basically saying to his Jewish brothers and sisters, the law was there because we were all kids. We were youngsters. We were babies. And we needed the parent law to show us how to live life properly, to show us what God wanted of us. That was the whole purpose of the law, to show us what God wanted. I'm sure any of you that are parents, you know what it's like with little kids. You have to teach them everything. They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to eat. All sorts of things. They don't know what no means until they learn it. So, in a way, the law, the scriptures, were like parents teaching these little kids how to live the right way. And we're glad that we did that to our kids or for our kids, aren't we? Otherwise, they'd end up being little brats and not knowing anything. But Paul says something exciting has happened. The Spirit has arrived now. Jesus came. He fulfilled the law perfectly. And now you are all grown-ups. You have now the Spirit inside of you that is training you how to live the way God wants you to. And so this was an amazing revelation, especially if you were Jewish, because you were seeing all these Gentiles suddenly showing up in your synagogues and worshiping with you. And you're thinking, well, we're the special kids because we have the law. And Paul's saying, guess what? We're all special now because we all have the same Spirit. Gentiles didn't have the law. They didn't know how to keep it properly, but now they have the Spirit of Jesus within them. And now comes to, I think, is even more exciting verse. As many of you were baptized into Christ and clothed yourself with Christ, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ. And if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise.